This is going to be interesting, but I figure, you know what? Why not have this conversation? But the reason I bring it up is I need you to call here because I know we have a diverse audience that listens to the Joe and Alex Show, and I need you to chime in. If you normally listen and you're in the background, I need you to step up and speak up here so we can get your perspective at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says that they are moving away from the term owner as far as it goes in the league. Here's him talking a little bit about that. The audio's not the greatest. I'm going to turn the music down so you can fully hear what he said.
We moved away from that term years ago with the league. We call our team owners the governor of the team and alternate governors. I'm sensitive to it, and I think the extent teams are moving away from the term, we'll stick with using governor. But of course, Draymond Green has been very public about the fact that we should be moving away from the term, and I completely respect that.
So while some players say, yeah, it's kind of like you're acting like we're your slaves if you're the owner of the team, other people say, well, what about Michael Jordan? That guy, one of the greatest players of all time, guess what he is? He's an owner.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do you think that they're making the right move by saying, hey, we're not going to call you owner anymore because that could be, you know, bring up bad memories of slavery and things in the past. But then, okay, does that go to other things too? Like, we have an owner of our company. Does that mean we don't call them the owner?
Right.
It's just an interesting question. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
I mean, I have always looked at it in basketball as a business. Like, basketball is a business, and, you know, the owner owns the team. Like, they're the ones that purchased it, and they're the ones ultimately that can make decisions. If, like, a coach needs to be fired and things like that, like, they're the ones that make all of those choices.
Do you think they're making a good call, though, if they're going to say, hey, instead of owners, we're going to call it governors of the team and alternate governors of the team?
I mean, governors of the team does obviously not
that just sounds stupid.
Yeah. But, I mean, I get what they're saying. It's hard for me to say because, like, I'm not in someone's shoes who is triggered by it. So, or thinks that, like, it could be offensive or just, like, the wrong use of a word. So, it's hard for me to fully get that because I don't have the same perspective as someone.
I guess, but just be... Are there people right now that are alive that have actually went through that too? I guess is my point. Maybe their ancestors definitely might have and did. But I guess like nowadays, is it really hurting you to have the team owner called the owner?
Right.
I mean,
that's the question. That's why they're like, what's going on? There's several teams, by the way, that are already doing this. For example, the Clippers and the 76ers, they say, oh, our governor. I'm like, well, what about the person that runs the town? What is that? Hold on. We actually got Sarah on the phone this morning. Hey, Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What'd you want to say?
Hey, so I feel like I'm usually very aware and I care a lot of people's feelings on this, but this is ridiculous. They own the team. I mean, it's like the owner of a restaurant, right? I mean, they physically own it. They are in charge of others. If it hurts people's feelings, then I guess that's fine to change it, but I don't see why people are being so sensitive about it.
I guess because more so, you know, basketball than like an employee's in a restaurant, more so basketball, it's almost implying like they own the players because it is a players' league. That's what it's about.
You're talking about players that make millions and millions of dollars a year.
Either way, it's implying that it kind of implies that they own the players, which I think is the main problem here.
It's the same thing in a business, though. Like here,
you own the business, but you don't own the people.
Of course, you don't own the people. I think you can't process things and actually understand it if you really truly believe that it's the same term as an owner as that. Because we have the owner of our company or any job that you're going to this morning, unless you're self-employed, there's somebody that owns it. Do they own you as an employee? No, you could quit at any time and leave. That doesn't mean they actually own you, but yes, they're the owner of the company. They're not holding you and making you work all day and do things that, well, I don't know, some bosses are pretty bad, but you know what I'm saying? It's not the same thing.
Right, but I think that, you know, with basketball more so than any other field, but the high, high level professional sport like that, then our field, it's about the players.
Hey, Tom, you got to turn your radio down. Hey, Tom, turn your radio down. If you're listening, turn your radio down. What's up, man? What you want to say?
Hang on just a second. Sorry.
It's all good, man. I know you're busy. When you call in at 833-JOE-ALEX, make sure you got that radio turned down. What's up, bud?
All right. So I just think this is another example of people over-dramatizing things, making people out to be a victim. You just can't hit the nail on the head. Business owners own a business. People work for them. owners of an NBA team own a franchise, NFL team, MLB, whatever it is. You own the business. You own the franchise. You don't own the people that work there. Basketball players, just like every other employee out here in the world trying to make a living, the only difference is they just make a whole lot more money. And unfortunately, sometimes they get on these high horses and they feel like that it's up to them to make rules for society, when to me, nothing could be further from the truth. If you look, they really don't lead a really good example if you look at most of the guys.
All right, Ben. Hey, man, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Kelsey. Kelsey's on the Joe and Alex show. Kelsey, you think this is pretty dumb?
Yes, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Are we supposed to call ourselves home governors instead of homeowners?
I mean,
but
yeah.
But you own, yeah.
Yeah, you own your home.
You own your home.
I feel like with a team, the players are the star.
No, it's dumb.
Like you're
yes.
selling the players.
Yes, so. I 1,000% agree. You like can only have a top franchise if you have a top player. And we're not talking about, you know, an accountant for a company who's good at his job. We are talking
right.
about Kevin Durant, who is known around the world. His entire being is what is going to make or break a franchise. I think the
right.
whole thing with the NBA is because it's so focused and hyper-focused on these players. Your house is a piece of property.
These people
exactly. are not.
Hey, thank you for the call, Kelsey. I can't believe Liv and Lenny are leaning this way, because in a sense, I feel like if you're saying like, well, I can see where the player's coming from, where they might feel like a slave. Is that what they're saying?
Maybe.
They might feel like that when you say the term owner? Because if that is what they are saying, or that they're referencing, then it's like, that's kind of insulting to real people that were dragged from Africa to America or anywhere else, that were real slaves, that had all kinds of things happen, that you're comparing them to that.
No, I don't think any of them are comparing themselves to
slaves. But they're saying
slaves,
that the word is so oppressive
to them. It could be derogatory. And also, it's not crazy unheard of that owners in the NBA have been super racist, super derogatory to their players. Like, this has happened. It's not like this is an unheard of thing. Owners have had, like, been banned from the NBA and things like that because of problems like this.
Shantae, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, thanks for calling in. What do you want to say about the owners? The people now calling them governors of NBA teams.
I think they should change the terminology. As an African-American woman, I could definitely stand from that perspective. Because in a business, you own the products like pizza, mm-hmm. books,
right.
things of that nature. But in basketball, the people are the ones that produce the products, like the championships, et cetera.
Don't we all know that, though? Like, does that really have to be said? Like, obviously we know that those players are not physically owned. They're not property of said NBA team owner. We all know that, right?
We do, but when you really think about it, it does mimic slavery. When you buying the people to produce the products like cotton, whatever it was they were doing back then, and then you say, hey, you know what? I want the stronger, faster one. Let me get that one from you. Let me trade. So it just depends on your perspective. I definitely agree. It depends on where you came from and your background.
I guess I see where you're coming from, because obviously, like, I'm just a white dude. Like, I never was in slavery. Even now, nobody would want me. I'm too lazy. But the point is this, is that, okay, these people nowadays, though, are getting paid millions of dollars, but they're asking to. Like, back in the day, if you're talking slavery and owners, nobody asked to be a slave. Nobody wanted to. They probably fought, like, to not become a slave. And the fact is, like, these players are trying to go into this league. If they don't like it, why don't they just create their own league then?
Because here's the thing. One, if they try to create their own league, I guarantee those players do not have the funds, the money, or the resources to be able to do that. The NBA is so extremely powerful. Two, that's what they're good at. That's their talent. You are good at radio. That's what you're good at. So that is your job. These NBA players, that's what they're good at. That's what they're passionate about. This is their job. And if they feel like they're pieces of property, that's not fair to them.
All right. Hey, you know what? Let's put this on Facebook, because I see a lot of people are joining in right now with all kinds of comments. For example, on our Twitter, I see Patrick says, white people don't get to tell black people what triggers or bothers us, LOL. Then Lauren said, aren't the tyrants from A Handmaid's Tale called governors? That's a good point. Oh, man, it gets so awkward here. Hey, take this to Facebook and let us know what you think. Just search for Radio Now and go ahead and give a like and drop a comment. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.